Hey friends, it's the 29th of May, and I want to jump right back over to Galatians today, the last chapter of Galatians, verse 2 on Galatians chapter 6. And there is a pretty cool verse here that talks about some pretty selfless things. Paul says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." That doesn't sound like a very fun command, doesn't it? Does it? It's pretty emotionally draining to carry others' burdens. As a pastor, I feel that I carry others' burdens a lot because I love and care for my flock that God has entrusted to me. And it can get tiring. But I will tell you this, knowing that God has used us to carry one another's burdens brings great feelings of fulfilling what God has asked us to do. So here's what I want to challenge you to do today. I challenge you as you go into your day, regardless of what you're going through. And I've often said that if you're really struggling, one of the best ways to help yourself is to go help somebody else. But it says, carry each other's burdens. I want you to go find somebody today. Here's my challenge. Here's my dare to you. Go find somebody today, and you shouldn't have to look far. Go find somebody today who has the weight of the world on their shoulders and offer to carry some burdens for them. You know, sometimes when we ask others if we can help them carry their burdens, and we might not say it in those words, but sometimes others deny us the opportunity to help them. And sometimes they deny us out of feelings of worthlessness. They feel that they don't deserve that. They feel that they may have done things to get themselves into the situation, or maybe they just don't want to bother others. But you know, you can help others carry their burdens by lifting them up in prayer. You can carry their burdens by sending them a text message of encouragement. People need to hear, "I know you're hurting." People don't need to hear, "I know exactly how you feel." People need to hear, "I know you're hurting, and I would love the opportunity and the honor to help you walk through this." That's a phrase that I find myself using a lot. I desire to walk through this with you. Even though it's tiresome, even though it's emotionally draining, God has called us as Christians, not just pastors, but as Christians, to carry one another's burdens. You think about carrying something heavy. I recently did a remodeling project in an outbuilding here at our farm, and I had to carry a big long board. It was about 16 feet long. And when my little boy, who's 9 years old, grabbed one end of that board, it made it so much easier to carry. Are you willing to help someone today carry their burdens? I want to encourage you, as soon as you get done listening to this, to write down who that person is you want to help them carry their burdens, and make it a goal to reach out to them today or tomorrow. But don't put it off any longer than that, because we forget, and ask them if you can help carry their burdens. Let's pray. Lord, would you show us just so clearly people in our lives that we can help carry burdens for. Lord, so many people around us are hurting, and Lord, some of us are hurting. Remind us, Lord, that there is healing from our hurts when we focus on the hurts, the pain, the struggles, and the weight that others are carrying. Lord, I pray that we would be the body of Christ in this area today, and in the days to come, that you would help us to see and lift burdens off other shoulders to help them carry whatever they're going through, Lord. May those people feel encouraged and not pointing to us, and glorifying us for that. But Lord, may we point it right at you and say, I do this because this is what God desires me to do. Lord, I just pray that you'd place those people on our hearts and in our lives. And may we know that we're doing your will by carrying each other's burdens. In Jesus' name, amen.